The Welcome Back to Leeds podcast, brought to you by Leeds Bid.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Welcome Back to Leeds podcast. My name is Larry Budd, and I'm following the reopening of our city after 3 months of lockdown. I'm recording this on Monday, the 6th of July, and I'm at the railway station, right in the middle of Leeds, which is normally a bit busier than it is just now as I look around. There are maybe 20 or 30 people milling around the main concourse, following the one-way system that is guided along the floor with lots of floor signage here to help you move safely around the train station. There is a large poster hanging from the ceiling. It says stay safe on it. There's a rainbow on there and the NHS logo as well. There are signs up around the concourse asking you to wear a face covering while you're on public transport. And the members of staff here as well, all wearing sort of purpley high-vis vests with here to help on, and many of them wearing personal protective equipment as well, such as face visors or masks. So plenty of signs that we are not back to normal by any stretch of the imagination, but perhaps a new normal for now. And Leeds train station, if you've not been here for a while, a much more welcoming place to be these days. There's been a huge refurb of the main concourse. It's much brighter, much airier, and a lot more space to move around as well. So what is Welcome Back to Leeds? Well, it is the information you need to come back here into Leeds city centre. How to get here, what restaurants are open, what cafes are open, shops and toilets, all that sort of thing. And it's all online at welcometoleeds.co.uk, by the way, where you can also hear the stories of the many businesses which are now reopening and trying to swing back into action here in Leeds. So as I mentioned, as I record this, it's the 6th of July, 2 days after bars and pubs and cafes were allowed to reopen. So for the first time in ages, let's go sit in a cafe and have a coffee, shall we? Hello, Dave.
Hello, mate. How are you
doing? Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Distanced handshake.
My name is David Olenek, and I own Lane's Espresso. We've been here since 2011. So we've gone from being very small to twice the size and very busy. And now we've kind of almost come full circle. We're back to being a kind of a smaller, quieter, takeaway only sort of spot. We made the decision to actually not allow people to dine in, but to remain as a takeaway only place. But as is the situation for kind of every hospitality business, you're constantly evaluating everything. And every day brings up a new thing to evaluate and assess. So it's a constant game of looking at what we're doing, assessing it, and working out what we can do.
And as we talk now, obviously we're sitting inside in order to have this conversation, and I can smell the coffee being brewed at the moment, you know, it's being made at the moment. We're going to sit here and have a coffee while we talk. For me as a punter in Leeds, you know, I've really missed that.
Nearly every conversation that we had at the door, if you like, was about how people were missing that part of it, especially if that was part of people's near daily routine. Like, they make that part of the routine because it's something that they really enjoy doing. The cafe culture element of Lane's specifically is what drove me to open Lane. Some of my earliest sort of memories are going to an Italian cafe called Azzari's near where I grew up. I loved going there with my mum and dad sort of thing. And for those people that find themselves in cafes and coffee shops to socialise, they have missed these sort of venues hugely.
And of course, where you are positioned, and for anybody who hasn't been into Lane's before, one, where have you been? But number two, you know, you're on this really busy street just down from the train station. It's actually New Station Street itself. You probably hear the buses go past from time to time. This, in terms of footfall, is about the most perfect place to be. Sure. In Leeds. So looking out and seeing this street as quiet as it will have been for the past few weeks, has that sort of been quite difficult to cope with?
It was as weird as what it was difficult. As you say, like, this is one of the busiest streets for footfall in the city. That's why Lane's is here. When I was looking for somewhere to open Lane's, this was the street because of the footfall. Thousands of people would walk past here every day. And even now with us sat here today, it's not even a percentage of that. We're talking, a couple hundred walk past here now. And that even feels amazing after watching almost nothing for weeks. There's a long way to go yet before normal, or the new normal, is really here.
And what's it been like because I think for any small business owner, the business is not sort of, that's your business and then your life is sort of over here separated somewhere. It's, you know, it's inextricably linked. It is part of your life. You know, you're just up the road from Friends of Ham. I'm sure they're sort of facing a similar situation. And it's part of your life. So has that been difficult to cope with emotionally? Have you had sleepless nights, or are you sort of quite pragmatic about it?
Oh, good grief. How deep do you want to go? I mean, any independent business owner can talk to you for hours, days, if you like, about how they carry this with them. A lot of independent business owners are creative people, and they can see themselves and their creative outlet in their venues. Sleepless nights, yeah, of course.
Well, we'll talk about what is hopefully a brighter and more positive and optimistic vision for the future in a moment's time. But while you mentioned independence and you mentioned creativity, I want to go from one independent to another independent that is itself made up of lots of little independents. I've been speaking to Dawn Wood at Fabrication Crafts on Albion Street. It's a gorgeous little place. It's the sort of place where you buy presents that you buy for people when you've got absolutely no idea what to buy for them.
Been a tricky one. Prior to lockdown, we were starting to do an online website for click and collect, because it was a genius idea several months ago, and we hadn't quite got it there, and so we very quickly turned that round and put all the point of sale basically on the web. It's been tricky, but because all our sellers work within the shop, we've also had quite a big team of people putting the recovery in place as well.
And you are so much about collaboration, of course. How useful has that been in terms of finding a future that you can feel optimistic about?
It's been really good. We have we're a social enterprise. We have a board of directors, but we also just started to implement a shop board. So it wasn't just me banging my head against copious bottles of gin. There's quite a bit of that, but not 100% that. If it had just been me, I have no idea what would have happened. We may never have opened again, you know. And we also have a workspace as well, and the shop in York. So trying to do the whole lot together, make sure everything was compliant, was really hard. And then we also have many different types of products. So trying to work out how we would keep silk scarves and driftwood and glass all safe. And we did a complete rearrange of the shop so that we could zigzag. People could kind of distance nicely and zigzag. But also to try and make it fun. So we have visors, which we're all decorating up. Because we don't want people to feel scared when they come in. They want them to laugh and chat like they did before, you know.
When you're looking to the future then, obviously there's a long road ahead in many respects, yeah. But in your more, can I call them optimistic moments, how are you looking at the future at the moment?
Yes, no, I do. There are some. Yeah, I mean, we have taken sales. People have come in. There was a danger that wouldn't happen at all when we did open. You know, we are going. We're moving an hour longer on a Saturday, which is great. We took a 10-year lease on here last year, which was a huge step for a little indie like ours. You know, we'd had a pop-up for years before that. And it has to work. There's no two ways about it. It has to work. I think if we don't get a second wave, we can all manage it, and we can get towards Christmas and everything then. I think there is hope. And yeah, it'll be fine. We'll be fine, you know. We're quite tenacious, and it'll be fine.
Dawn Wood from Fabrication Crafts on Albion Street there. I'm Larry Budd. I'm in Lane's Espresso at the moment by the railway station. Dave Olenek is the owner. And Dave, I was talking to Dawn at Fabrication about the support that smaller businesses get from their punters. And I've noticed this a lot on social media with you guys. What kind of support have you had from your regulars in terms of doing their bit to keep you afloat?
When the lockdown initially sort of came along, you know, the idea that I was just going to go home and sit around and do nothing and not worry, that just wasn't really an option. Even though I did try to be like, right, have a week, just don't panic for a week. Through things like social media, you can start to sort of say like, hey guys, like, we will try our best and be sure that we can come back and we'll do our best to be there for you again sometime soon, you know.
Thank you. Beautiful timing, Dave.
Cup of coffee for you, yeah. Right there we go. And what we found was sort of not necessarily just regulars, but people that wanted to sort of see things survive. We had people buying vouchers from all over the place. There was a donations website where you could just chuck in the cost of a cup of coffee. Those financial gestures, I suppose, were just great and so happily and warmly kind of accepted. And you know, a lot of the other independent business owners in Leeds are also punters of ours. And there's been a huge network of support amongst business owners in Leeds. The communication between business owners across the city has just been great. we're all in this together. There's a common front here. Support on those sorts of things has been vital to staying positive.
And on that positive note then, and looking ahead to the future, I mean, as we sit here, I'm drinking this Americano, which is very good, by the way. But there's sort of a point there, and this is by no means to denigrate the sort of larger chains of coffee. Some of those coffees are fine, but if you come into Lane's or you go into North Star or Opposite or any of the, or 164 in these great coffee shops in Leeds, you get the feeling, even through the flavour of the coffee, that you guys actually really care about what you're doing. And you've had that response in the last few months that the customers really care about what you're doing as well. So as you look to the sort of medium to long-term future, does that give you optimism and sort of hope that you're very much wanted and you will make it work?
Of course it does. I think you get into hospitality because you want to be a part of a community or to offer a service that makes people happy. You know, that's really the driving force here. There are very few that get into it at this kind of level to make a load of money.
<'Cause>, how's that working for you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the financial drive really is secondary to that drive of hospitality at its most very basic, really, which is offering a hospitable environment. Like, you want to offer that service and that venue that makes people happy. Knowing that people miss it so much makes us, or at least makes me, want to work hard to make sure it's still there moving forward. You know, we know for sure that we're going to need those places after all of this. We need places where people can go and be sociable. There's going to be a lot of stories and conversations that will exist after the kind of COVID era, if you like, has passed. There's going to be a lot of different experiences for a lot of different people. Having these venues where people can have these conversations is going to be so vital, I think, to everybody's emotional states.
Well, Dave, it's been great to chat to you, and thanks a lot for speaking, and we wish you the best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Oh, well, that was nice to spend some time in a cafe, and I even managed to resist the brownies. Is there no end to my talents? So I've just had a quick wander towards Briggate, because our main shopping street here in Leeds is starting to get a bit busier once again. I'm just outside the Trinity Shopping Centre and the big Topshop and Topman. If I look down the hill, I see people queuing for McDonald's and Greggs at the moment, naturally. And if I look up the hill, it's just that bit busier than it was when we did episode one of the podcast a couple of weeks ago. And I think for a lot of businesses, small and large alike, it's been a relief to see this street getting just that bit busier. And I've just arrived outside House of Fraser. Let's pop in for a chat.
My name's Alison Baldwin. I'm a store manager here at House of Fraser in Leeds. It's lovely to see the city get back to a little bit of normality. Obviously, the footfall is different on Briggate to what it was previously. As confidence grows with people, I think that we will start to feel a bit more relaxed. For us, it's business as usual. It's a new normal, but the team in store have really embraced that. And I think that now is becoming just normal.
And that was Alison Baldwin at House of Fraser here on Briggate in the middle of Leeds. Well, thank you for listening. Please share the podcast if you think it'll be useful to other Leeds folk and to visitors to the city as well. All the information you need to get safely back into Leeds City Centre is on the Welcome Back to Leeds portal. That's at welcometoleeds.co.uk. You can also find Welcome to Leeds on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And if you're returning to the city, you can post using the hashtag #BackToLeeds.
Welcome Back to Leeds, a brief guide to help you safely visit Leeds City Centre. Welcometoleeds.co.uk.